Halu bodak ve'ashkof. Asad ha'achbor coming in with chometz. Ubodak ve'ashkof. And he found a piece of chometz. But he's not sure if the piece of chometz that he found is the same piece of chometz that the achbor bought in. He for sure saw that the achbor bought in chometz. But he's not sure if the piece that he found, this is the piece that the chometz that the achbor bought in or not. So the Gemara plucked at the Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon and Gamliel. The Tanya Soda Shovat Bo Kever. We knew that there's a kever in the Soda, we can't find where is the kever. So Anichnas Letome, Letoichotome. Stachsofik Tumor Boshusayochit. Nimtza Bo Kever. Then they found the kever. But they're not sure if it's the Zelbe Kever or it's not the Zelbe Kever. Anichnas Letoichotome. Shani Yoimer Kever Shovat Bo Kever Shinimtza Divrei Rebbe. We make it clear. קבר שעובד הוא קבר שנמצא, קבר שנמצא. פשוט מגמלי אלי מנה, תיבודק על הסודי כולו. You can't follow זה אחד, קבר שעובד הוא קבר שנמצא, you have to check כל הסודי כולו. So first בפשט, לא מילה, first this גמורס, בפשט פשוטו. אבל it's משמן the גמורה, that לפי רב שיב בן גמליאל, if you check over the whole סודי, and you don't find, then for sure you could assume קבר שעובד הוא קבר שנמצא. Moshe, the sugya before we had a shaila, al bodak velo yashkach. So Rab Meir Oimer, lo'ilu b'chizkoso yad shibod lecha tum ha'echonu. Chachorim say, you check, and if you don't find, we assume that it's okay. Here, al bodak ve'ashkach. So Rabbi holds, he stops. In the minute that he finds one kever, he could be toiled that this is the kever that was lost. Shum Gamliel Oimer says, no. He has to carry on checking. But when he finishes the check, avadi, he could assume, as mashman the Gemara, that the kever she'ovad u kever she'nimtza. And here he doesn't have to double check or make bitul like we saw in the sugya before. So before we start the sugya, that's my one stamp, just maybe to mechadad the dvorim, not mamish, the heart of the sugya, I want me to go back to the heart of the sugya. But I remember 15 years ago in yeshiva, it was the end of this man, we were learning psachim, and was a bacher had a sefer hazikaron for Rav Hutna. Sefer hazikaron, the machon Yerushalayim. It was not so much as zachas sforim in yeshiva. The bacher didn't write his name in the sefer. He lost it. After a couple of days, he comes back and he finds a sefer. Sefer hazikaron for Rav Hutna without the name. So he wanted to know if he could take it. So the lomdim wanted the taina kever shavadu kever shenimtza. That's his posh, I want to be masked. But Lamazar, a person loses the Oiz Vahodo without a name. And he finds the Oiz Vahodo. I don't know if you could say Kever Shenimtza, Kever Shavad, Kever Shenimtza. But Luyutzu is a Misakvoris, yeah? I don't know, you have to know, yeah? I mean, if it's more Mistome, and there's no reason to be told, actually stop it. But we speak in the case that Bederech Kla, Lamazar, is not two from the same. Not for sure 100%, then it's a semen, yeah? But Azevi Kever Shavad, Kever Shenimtza. So the London wanted to be martyred. And before Shmulevitz tiny that is no heter, found after it mefurish like that, he tiny that the whole sugi of Kever Shavat, Kever Shenimtza, what we're going to learn now, is only klape the heter, the heim. We'll start with tumor. I go into a sode, if there's a sefer kever inside, we choishesh that every step that I did, maybe I touched the kever. Why? Because it was a kever, and the kever ovad, we don't know where was the kever. If we find the kever, so we make it clear. Say kever shavat kever shenimtza. We stop medir is the kever. So all the other places we don't have to be worried. Maybe is a kever there. And the mele, even if you walk inside, you're not tummy. But it's not the pshat that we know that this is the kever. We don't know that this is the kever. It's enough legabe heto tliya. It's a tvu shoy. A person lost a piece of meat, and he comes and he finds a piece of meat. He can't eat that piece of meat because basar she'avad basar she'nimtza. It's not matter to eat it. Maybe it's treif. Kever she'avad kever she'nimtza doesn't give a psak on this one. The pshat, it gives a psak. It's a lom de shavot. I have a chotza. Maybe it's tomer, maybe it's not tomer. So I have a suffix here. I say, I don't have to have a suffix. Why have a suffix? Because I don't know where it is. I know where it is. So I don't have a suffix and the rest. That the Hainu, I could the kli is enough. Why when I have a kever, we'll go to chometz. We'll go to our sugi. Lemosha. Luyitzur, you have to eat chometz. Yeah, but and matzah. Luyitzur. So it's not a pshat. We could be told that this is the matzah. A person has a piece of matzah in his house. He doesn't know a matzah shmura got lost. Now he finds a matzah. He can't say, oh, matzah shav, the matzah shenimtzas, I will eat this matzah. Avadanish. When he has a shayla, maybe I have chometz in the house or not. So why? Because chometz came in? I lost it? No, I don't have a suffix anymore, maybe I have chometz. Val, kevo shenimtza, kevo shavat, kevo shenimtza. So I don't have to have chshoshesh, maybe it's chometz somewhere else. Oh, but to paskin that this is the one, then it breaks out sfeikas. That's not verstehen. I said, da war ribet rachen. But the meis, as they paskin the tvur shor. As they paskin the tvur shor. And the mokke, but the tzai tvur shor is simen samach gimel. Tvur shor near the day, this is the more the shmeis of all the psokim. Aber, let me get in zurück zu our sugi. Aber, maybe it's negia. And I'm making. Yeah. You'll over later. But Mikol Mekoyim, Legabi Ar Suge, we'll go back to Legabi Ar Suge. Legabi Ar Suge, the Gemara is done. So, what is the noise of Legabi Ar Suge? The noise of Legabi Ar Suge is a person has chometz in the house. And he found a piece of chometz. The Shalit, he has to check the rest of the house or not. It's two chalokim. One chalek, that interesting, was two sugis before, sofek al, sofek loyal, sofek al, sofek loyal. And then we had another sofek, al bolak ve'ashkach, ve'loyashkach, al bolak ve'loyashkach. And both of them, the first sugi, the Gemara says, haynu bikot, rab Lezer ve'rabonon. Second sofek, al bolak ve'loyashkach, rab Meir ve'rabonon. And in both of them, Rashi said, and even Rab Lezer is moide here, even Rabbanon are moide that besofek bia legabi chomet, you don't have to check. And even Rab Meir holds that we hold that if Bolak Bolay Ashkach, Mistomed Achborim took it. Here Rashi doesn't finish ois, and afilu lefi Rab Shir ben Gamliel that says that you have to check kol asode kulo, here in chomet he holds, you could say chomet she'ovad u'chomet she'nimtza. Mishum ma Rashi doesn't finish ois like he finished in the last two sugis. The last two sugis was a machlekes. Rashi said, and even the shita that holds that klape tume, we don't say that biko is tohir, or we don't say that mistame bo oirev v'netoloi. Here, they're maskim, and in our sugi mishuma Rashi doesn't speak it out. Say, we go weiter. The Welt fragt do a starke or. Rebbe holds kever sheovad u'kever shenimtza. Kever sheovad u'kever shenimtza. אז זה הלט רבי. קבר שעובד הוא קבר שנמצא. רבי שמעון גמליאל הולדס, no, you have to check the whole thing. After you check the whole thing, maybe you can make it clear. But before you check the whole thing, you can't make it clear. So I want to ask you a שאלה. בישלי מעלי בדרבי, we say, קבר שעובד הוא קבר שנמצא. חומץ שעובד הוא חומץ שנמצא. בסדר. So you don't have to look anymore. A mouse runs in, you find a piece of chometz, I'm done. Chometz she'avad or chometz she'nimtza. Mishum Gamliel holds, no, maybe you found something else. Mechet teis. So I want to ask you now, Rav Shimon Gamliel knows for sure that I didn't find the same one, or it's a suffix? It's for sure, or it's a suffix? Rabbi holds, I could assume his stomach is the same one. Mishum Gamliel says, Mechet teis is the same one. So it's for sure not the same one? Oh, it's a 50-50. Rebbe holds, it's 100%. Why do you think there's two pieces here? I said, Avadim Rebbe, we're not speaking in a place that Mistom has chometz, yeah? It's not a place that Mokim Shemach is chometz. But Rebbe holds, we could assume it's the same one. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds, no. So I'm asking, if you're Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, it's a vada that it's not the same one, or it's a maybe? Pashtus? What is the Pashtus? For Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. What? It's a maybe. No, so why misafik you have to check? The Firashi, the whole sugi is b'dikas chometz in the Rabbanon. Misafik, you will not have to check. I said, Rashi doesn't say that Firashi Rabshin Gamliel, you don't have to check. Fuck out. It's a mashma from Rebbe, Rashi, the Firashi you have to check. You don't have to check. Firashi Rabshin Gamliel, you have to check. Why you have to check? First, they ask why Rashi didn't speak out. It's like, hey, Mishuma, I learned that in this suya we don't say Mishuma Gamliel is masking. Echel. But I'm asking, who is the Safik de Rabbanon? Safik de Rabbanon Likule. Lefi Rashi, the whole suya is talking Noch Bitul, and we're speaking about Bdikas Chometz de Rabbanon. So say Safik de Rabbanon Likule. Say Safik de Rabbanon Likule. Why you have to check? Why to check? Selechure. Now, I want to, what you tell me, you could have answered me a better terms. That in Safek made to me the Vada. Was a Vada Chometz here. And Safek, if this is the piece or not, and Safek made to me the Vada. But in Tur, state Lehedia. The Tur says that all of it, there's two paskins, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But you have to check. Zog the Tur, Vahane Mila Shaloi Bitel. Aval Be Bitel, Safek de Rabbanon Lekulam. The Torah says, all, like they says, all of the sugars read of the Raisa, but in the Rabbanon, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekule. So we don't say in Sofik Meitzim Midevada. My story is, while we found something, it's not called Sofik Meitzim Midevada. Maybe it's Arichas Nehemshach or Mazar Wa. So the Maizim, we're going back to the Shaila and Rashi. We have a sugya, Bodak Al Vashkach, Rebbe Old Chomet Shavad Chomet Shinimtza. Rabbi Abshim Gamli Elohimo, you have to carry on checking the whole house. And we're asking why? Lefi Rashi is toch hasafik de Rabbono. Lechur is muchach here. The Yisrael was saying already from the beginning of this man, especially in this sugya, that shitas Rashi, that b'dikas chometz al hasafik niskeno. And you don't say b'dikas chometz de Rabbono and safik de Rabbono lekule. The tur l'shitose that is learning the whole sugya like their taste for him from the beginning of Tisha Tziburim, that when it's a safik de Rabbono, we say safik de Rabbono lekule. So mele the tur paskins here also safik de Rabbono lekule. We don't say Sofik the Rabbanu Lekule. Why? Dikas Chometz ala Sofik Niskeno. And here for sure, while we have a Knisa of Chometz to the house, we for sure have Chometz in the house. Sofik, if this Chometz went away or not, we don't say Dikas Chometz to Rabbanu. We say Adaba, Dikas Chometz ala Sofik Niskeno. So it's not Chomol the Shitas Rashi. As Hashem, we'll finish on this suya, we'll make a sikum in all the Shitas Rashi, and we'll be Maimi the Dvorim. But I'm saying, in this suya, it's Mamish Gishmak. I mean, Rashi in the last two suya spoke out, Telefi Rav Shimon Gamliel violates the Rabbanon is no shaila. Here Rashi doesn't speak it out. Avada, we explained all this sugis was a Suffolk al. First two. Also, we have to say it's a Tli of Adois, like we said. But Rashi doesn't speak out here that the Rabbanon is Suffolk the Rabbanon lekule. And the answer is because B'dikas Chometz, ala Suffolk niskeno. Lefi Rashi, if you have Vaday Chometz, Suffolk if it is a so Rebbe holds, is a Vaday Tli. Even Legabi Tume, the person is Tori. We say kever shovad kever shenimtza. Aber lefi Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not a tli of adois, but it's a sofik. Aber sofik tumah is also, and sofik chometz is also. And lefi tesis, zok the tur, einachnami, the whole sugya is going without bitul. With bitul, avada you don't have to check. Kever shovad u kever shenimtza. This is poshut. Lama zeh, the next is sofik of the Gemara. Hiniach tesh umotzo esa. Plukta de Rebbe v'Rabbanon. The Tanya iniach mone v'motzo mosaim chulin u'meisr sheni mu'urovim zeh v'zeh. Diver Rebbe, v'chachom meimrim hakul chulin. Iniach esur u'motzo teisha, ainu seif. The Tanya iniach mosaim v'motzo mone, mone munach u'mone muta, diver Rebbe, v'chachom meimrim hakul chulin. So I want a little bit to explain the fakeness of the Gemara. Maybe in a second we'll see also the tesis maybe that says that it's kshurim, but it's not the main point. One maybe be pshat to explain it very good, that this Gemara will be very light. Maybe to be masbir apozachim. First, very posh, I think everyone understands, that if a person puts a piece of chometz on a stender, and after 2 hours he comes back, and the piece of chometz is on the stender, no shaykh is the kever shavat kever shenimtza. If you leave a gemara on a window, without a name, and you come back and it's there, I'm saying, gemara is the name of the avisim, but be yesoido. You don't have to come to the sugi of kever shavat kever shenimtza, and to say, the lefir before, I can't use my gemara, because I don't have a ride that it's mine. I don't have to start to misstep it. All of our sugya is when you don't know where you put it, you don't know where it was. You know there was something here, and now you find something. This was the sugya of Kli Aleph. I think this is a double portion. Double shame. The next sugya that we're learning now, he niach teisha v'motzo esa. He put 9 and he found 10. And the Gemara says, Machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbonon, a person had a money meiser, and now he finds 2 monies. Mosaim, Rebbe holds money meiser, money chulin, and Rabbonon holds hakel chulin. So what the Gemara wants, before we go to the kashas, You had 9 pieces of bread, and now you found 10. So, lu yitzurah is no baya, I say. The 9 are the same 9, and someone added a piece here. This is what the Rebbe holds. I had 9, I have 9. As an extra piece, say, extra piece, I'll burn it. What Rabbonon hold? Rabbonon hold, we assume you left 9, and we find 10, we assume that neither the person added one piece here. We assume someone took away the 9, and he put 10. So now how much are you missing? 9. You had 9, and you find 10. Lefi Rabbonon, we don't assume that a guy put it one more extra here. Right? We assume these are the 10 and one person put them, and the 9 disappeared. So now when you're looking around the house, for how much you have to look? So again, Lefi Rabbi, you don't have to look for nothing. Oh Hashem, you found the extra piece? You burn it. Lefi Rabbonon, for how much pieces you have to look now? 9. So I want to ask you a shayla before I start the sugya. Okay, I found 10. Why I can't assume that these are the... I'm missing 9. Oh, here are the 9. I found them. Again, how much I'm missing? How much I'm missing in Lefi Rabbonon? How much pieces I'm missing now? 9. Again. I had 9 and I found 10. So 10 I have. So how much I'm missing in Lefi Rabbonon? I assume it's not the same 10. 9. I'm missing 9. So I found 10. Why I can't assume that it's the same 9 that I found? But yeah, maybe someone took them. And he added one, and he put them together somewhere else. You're right. We don't assume that a guy came and added one piece here. Vice versa, someone went and picked up all of the 9. So maybe he picked all the 9, and he stole from all a couple more places, and made a whole package, and he put a 10, and boom, he put it back in the same place. The Torah says, this is for sure not sad to say. Why? Only when I find something the same like I missed, I say mistama is the same thing. If I find something else, I don't say kever sha'avad kever shenimtza. When I find the same thing, I say kever shava to kever shenimtza. Because when I don't find the same thing, I don't say kever shava to kever shenimtza. So back to the shayla of the Gemara. So the Gemara says again, I had 9 and I found 10. Rebbe holds, you could assume that the 9 are 9, and a person added one. With strings, without strings, Allah is just the taste of this. Lefi Rabbanu, we assume, listen, the 10 is not 9. So your 10, 9 disappeared. So now go in the house and look for 9. Look for 9. When we find 10, we don't assume that this is the 10. We don't assume that this is the 10. So you have to find a whole new 9. And the same thing the next topic of the Gemara. You had 10, and now you only have 9. So Rebbe holds, I'm missing one. But the 9 are the same 9. Rabbanon holds, no, 9 are not 10. So it means you're missing the whole 10. You have no 9. Now you have to go to look for 10. Those are the Gemara. So mitzad etzem divrei Gemara, say that. So the Gemara says, you saw it. A person had 9 and he found 10. Lefi Rebbe, he could assume that a guy added one. Lefi Rabbanon, he doesn't assume. He has to look for a whole 9. He had 10 and now he has 9. Lefi Rebbe has to look for 1. Lefi Rabbanon, he has to look for 9. Say that. And the Gemara brings down the same machleik as Legabei Chulin. He had 100, he had a money, now he finds 200. Rebbe Ho, say no, 100 is here, is an extra 100. Rabbanon say no, 100 disappeared. These 200 are new, are Chulin. He had 200, now he has 100. Rebbe Ho, okay, 100 is missing. Rabbanon say no, the 200 are missing. The 100 are new. This is the Gemara. So, with this Gemara alone, it's an interesting suffix. Why not? The mouse could take one piece. Taisa says they're tied together. They're not tied together. The problem is Rashi and Beitza. And the new Gemoras, they have it in Likut Rashi in the bottom of the Amud. In the bottom of the Amud, Rashi brings down and Beitza explains the Machlekes. And I'll explain why he has to explain the Machlekes. What is the Machlekes? He explains like this. Was 9 and now we have 10. We'll go to the case of Maisa. We had a money, and now we have Mosai. We had a money, and now we have a Mosai. So Rebbe holds, say that. And we had a money, and now we have a Mosai. Rebbe says, a money was schooling, myself, now it's another 100. That 100 is schooling. Rabbanan say no. This 100 disappeared, and we have a whole new 200. Zogt Rashi why? Look in Rashi in Chulin. Hakul Chulin. Hoil velei motzo kmoi sheini Chulin lahokel. Velei manot al eso rishoin, veinichoi bemokim acher, veinich shu beseilu. She'ein odo maniach mois Chulin u mois meiser biyachad. It can be that a guy came and put 100, another 100 near the first 100. A person will not put Chulin near meiser. Maybe about more meiser, of them it dacht ish choshe sein. It's a different child. But Rashi says like this, you had 100 and now you find 200. Why we don't say 100 was here, a guy added 100. A guy doesn't put Chulin near meiser, so he didn't add 100 here. That was the case. Money munach, he had 200 and he has a money. Zogt Rashi, it can't be that he took 100. Manavshach. If he went to Yerushalayim, let him to take the 200 to buy things in Yerushalayim with it. So he didn't go to Yerushalayim. So why he will take 100? So Mistami, he took the 200 and he put it in the closet, and this is a different 100. So Rashi explains Rabbonon, with a lump to Shemahalach. You had 100 and now you have 200. So we Rebbe hold, it was 100, now it's another 100. The first 100 was Maisa, the second 100 stamped extra money that fell here. So it's 50-50. No Rabbim Zebeze. You give it 8. Rabbanon hold no. A guy would not put his money near Maisa. Obviously that Maisa left, and all of this new money is Chulin. The opposite. You have 200, you have 100. Rabbi holds, 100 is missing. Rashi says 100 is missing, so why the guy took 100? He didn't go to Yerushalayim. So Mistama, he took the whole thing. He put it in somewhere else, he forgot. Someone stole it. And now it's new money. A very nice two Rashis. Say, and maybe Rashi has to explain it. Why Rabbanon say b'teras vada it's chulin? Rabbanon say a person had 100 meiser, and now he finds 200. B'teras vada, we say that it's chulin, because we assume that a person would not add extra money's time near meiser money. All the money was gone, and it's new money. And the opposite, if you have 200 and now it's 100, he didn't go to Yerushalayim with 100. He took the whole money somewhere else, and it's new money. Very gishmaki rashis. But what does Megiah to the sugi of chametz? I have 9 pieces of chametz, now I have 10. No? Forget, the guy found another piece of chametz, he puts it near the pile. What do you do, little bdikas chametz, if you find another piece of chametz? Where do you leave it? You open the bag, you put it inside, you tie it again. So you're right, you had 9 pieces tied together, now you found a piece of chametz, you open the knot, and you tie it. This is what I will do. And if I'm very hungry, what I will do? I'll open the knot, take one piece, close it back. That's exactly what happened there. So what was the sheikhs? On Rashi and Beitzah, Pseidon. Rabban and Hol, I don't know what they hold. So we have a Gemara. We have 9 pieces of chametz, and now we found 10. The Gemara, the fear, that when you have 100 and now you have 200, we'll say someone added a piece. Here also, you don't have to check. Someone added a piece. But the fear Rabbanon, that we say everything is chulin, so it means all of this is gone and the 10 are new, so you have to go to look for 9. Rashi explained why Rabbanon hold all the everything is gone. Because they say if the first is Maisel, the guy would not put another 100 near it. Obviously, someone took away the Maisel, and this is new money. What is the Sheikh is the Gabi Chometz? So here Rashi Pashut didn't explain Maisa, then she can cash. What is the pshat? Wait, taste even had to bring the Gemara of the strings, because it was very shvel to taste this. If there's no strings, there's a piece, mecha taste of the fira bolon is 10, is new 10. Maybe it's a piece. The taste is, oh, so you see the taste is, it's mashma, the strings, say it. But first, if you learn Beitza, only in the last teretz of the Gemara speaks about the strings. And not only that, Marsho explains the strings, mouse don't open strings. People open strings. Taisa has to say it's little kids that open the strings, maybe. Say that. It's bedoichak. It's bedoichak. The reason we don't say here that maybe he did it and forgot, because we speak about 1 or 2, 3 hours. He left by 9 pieces and he finds in the morning. It's not like myself. We say maybe one day he came, he took money, he went back. So later someone has to open the strings here. So Taisa says, maybe the kids, maybe the mouse. But Taisa wanted to give Episama Halach. But again, Rashi and Beitza explains that the Yisoida Sugi is not Giboit on the strings. A person could open and tie it. Well, why? He ties everything together. All the money he ties together. Okay, he opened the bag and he put more money inside. Mishnah Zakash. Abu Mikol Makoim, Rashi explains, and I think we need a Rashi. Person has 100 money, Mois Meiser Shein, Nikolish Bikdusha Chamura. And he finds 200. Abu say, no, it can't be that's the first money. That money is gone. Because it's new money. Maybe someone added. Say Shvel. Say Sofek. Rabbanan say Lekule, not Lechumre. Rabbanan say you're allowed to use all of the money for your old Tzrochim. Rabbanan Amekel. It's not Stan. Look at Rabbanan B'machmir right here. Rabbanan Amekel. You had 100 money for sure, Kodesh B'kdushas Maisel. Now you find 200. So Rabbanan, you could use everything because the 100 is gone. I say, maybe it's gone. I hear, if you tell me, Gabi Chometz, maybe I have to check the house, because maybe the 9 is not the 10 that I found. I could hear. Do we say Lekule? So Rashi explained very much. It's not Stam Rabbanon HaMeikel. They have a Chazok, that a person will not put money of Chulin. Why says the person knows that he doesn't have more Maisel money? This is the person knows. He knows how much fruit he had. Maisel money doesn't come in the middle of the year. So B'meil, if he finds more money in the bag, after this Rashi, if a person has a tzedakah box, and if he has more money in a tzedakah box, it's not chulin, about everything is meiser, maybe he had more tzedakah money. Here is no more meiser money, the new money has to be chulin. So Rashi, so what a person went and put more chulin in the box? Obviously that box disappeared, and all of this is a new box of chulin. Shatan Rabbanan, makes sense. The same thing, the opposite. If a person has mice, a lot of tzedakah, $1,000, he comes and finds 900. So I know some rabbis asking, no, if you're rabbanon, it's not mice. Because he niach mosaim and motzo money, hakel chulim. Shtusim. Why? He took $100 and he gave the tzedakah. Rashi explains here for where he took the 100. He didn't go to Yerushalayim. He knows he didn't go to Yerushalayim. So al kolchoch, he decided to remove the money one time, and he doesn't remember. And in this pocket, he put new money. Of a standard, a person will take $100 of the tzedakah. If the meister, for no reason, about the tzedakah, he needs to give someone tzedakah of $100. About it. That's state in Rashi. State in Rashi, that's not stam a rabbonon. It's a lomdish rabbonon. With two umdenes. Freg the welt, so what are the shaykh to the sugi of chometz and matzah? Both shaylis. And I'm saying, even tases with the string is gonish. Person ties and opens. So maybe you can answer if he tastes the smahalach that he remembers that he didn't tie in Samir al Kochor with someone else because he doesn't remember that he opened the string and he tied the string. No. But also it could be someone opened the string, took a little bit, and closed it. So as I'm muchad and it's chulin. So Rashi said a givaldi kibshat. And when you learn beitze, and then again, if you learn good the string in beitze, as eidos. It's not like two pshotim. So the shayla is, so what is the tzushtel tzuchametz? This is one shayla. Shalom Melech frek noch akashe. Listen carefully, so that's even maybe a better question. So lefi Rabbonon, you had 100 and now you found 200. Rabbonon said it's chulin. Why? Another person doesn't put 100 inside, extra. Obviously that 100 disappeared and new 200 came in. Then you have a shayla, you had 200 and now you have 100. Rabbonon said you didn't go to Yerushalayim. Obviously someone moved it and we made it this is new money. So it's two machlekes in two svaras. One svara is a person doesn't put money together chulin with myself. And then there's another svara that a person didn't take from the 200 to 100 and because he didn't go to Yerushalayim. Obviously that money he put somewhere else and it's new money. So it's two separate machlekes. If it's two separate machlekes. So punk Rebbe and Rabbanon Acholik and two separate machlekes. Punk Rebbe and Rabbanon Acholik and two separate machlekes? Ma pitom? Punk Rebbe and Rabbanon have two machlekes? One machlekes, Rabbanon hold a svara, a person will not put money chulin near money hekdesh. Rabbanon hold, he will. Then another machlekes. Mistama, a person didn't take $100 time out. He's not going to Yerushalayim. And Rebbe holds, Mistama, he did. Punk two machlekes? So these are the two shaylas. One shayla, what is the shaykhis to chometz? And the second shayla is, punkt tu machlekes im Rebbe v'Rabbona, zog de shara melech ha-yesoit, perek beiz min chischomets. Pachas Yosef, he says this whole Torah. He says like this. Avada, in Beitza Avada, the reason it's chulin, because Rabbonon have a raya. If a person had 100 meiser, and now he has 200, he would not put chulin money inside. Mistama, it's different money. And if he's missing 100, mistama, he didn't take 100 out. Mistome, it's new money. So what is the Shaykhis to our sugya? So what is two machlekes in Rebbe v'Rabbanan? Zog d'shar ha-melech, the Yesod is one machlekes. A person had one, and now he finds two. Rebbe holds, it's not such a kasha. It's not a reyusa. One and two, so now he finds the extra one. I don't see such a kasha. He had two, and now he has one. Rebbe doesn't see such a kasha. Rabbanan see a kasha. They see a reyusa lefoneinu. It doesn't look the same. Rabbi holds, it looks the same, plus. It looks the same, minus. Rabbanan say, it doesn't look the same. It's a reyusa lefoneinu. This is the machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbanan. Rabbi sees a reyusa, doesn't see a reyusa, and Rabbanan see a reyusa. Ad kana machlekes. And I'll tell you more from that. Baruch will be masbid. Legabi chometz, does it the tzushto. Rebbe doesn't say a reyuse. If we don't see a reyuse, misafek, we don't have to check. Misafek, we don't have to check. We don't see a reyuse. Why to check? I don't see a reyuse. There's no reason to check. Lefi rabbonon, that is a reyuse. You have to check. When there's a reyuse of chometz lefoneinu, you don't see sofik the rabbanon lekulim because chometz and a sofik niskino. There's a reyuse of chometz in the house. You have to check. Rebbe doesn't see a reyuse. Rabbanon see a reyuse. Rebbe doesn't see a reyuse. Rabbanon see a reyuse. Now is another part of the machlekes. Legabi ma'isa. While Rabbanon see a reyuse, they answer. You know what it is? It's chulin. We have a svara to say, mistama the person switched it. Because he would not put two monies together. Mistama, he would not take 100, it's new money. Oh, but it's only after his reyuse. And with all the essays that we said. When a person leaves something in a place and he comes back, he doesn't have to start to think, maybe someone switched it. There's a lot of gemaras like that. Maybe, I don't have to think, this was here, this is mine, I'm going weiter. I don't have to start to think, but it's a svara, a person will do, a person will not do. There's no reason to clear. Only when there's a reason to clear that it's not the same thing. It's a reyusa lefoneinu. It's a shinu lefoneinu. When there's a reyusa and a shinu lefoneinu, then the machleike starts. So mele kum deis hazei. The yesoida machleikes Rebbe v'Rabbonon is one machleikes. If you find, you had 9 and now you find 10, we look at it like something else, or we don't look at it like something else. We look at it like something else, or we don't look at it like something else. Rebbe doesn't look at it like something else. He doesn't see a reyusa lefoneinu, and Rabbanon see a reyusa lefoneinu. Begabi b'dikas chometz, it does the ganze machlekes. Rebbe holds, you don't see a reyusa, Rabbanon holds, you see a reyusa. Masha'ein ken. Legabi ma'iser, ein echanami. B'ma'iser is another knesh. Rabbanon holds, val is a reyusa, you could go basar the umdane. So it's not two machlekes in Rabbanon and Rebbe, if it's a umdane that a person will not put chul in your ma'iser, and if it's a umdane, that a person will not take 100. If it's a reyuse, avad is a umdane. But Rabbanon don't, Rebbe doesn't see the reyuse. As I said, the Shara Melech. The Mele. Shitas Rashi, the Sugis and the Rabbanons. But when we call Mokim, val is a reyuse, because Chomets ala Sofek Niskeno. Mele, lefi Rebbe, you don't have to check. Lefi Rabbanon, you have to check. Lefi Rebbe, we don't see the reyuse lefoneinu, we don't have to check. Lefi Rabbanon, we see the reyuse lefoneinu, you have to check. The sugya is of the rice. The Shara Melech himself says, what if he will do bitul in our sugya? The tur says la aloche. I'll tell you where it's mucha. The Shara Melech says like this. What if a person did bitul in our sugya? He niach teisha v'motzo esa. And he did bitul. He niach teisha v'motzo esa. So lefi Rebbe, you never have to check. Lefi Rabbanon, you have to check, right? Zog de b'shar ha-melech, lefi de tour, if you do bitul, you don't have to check. Sofik de rabbono lekule. Again, lefi Rashi, even if you did bitul, we say b'dikas chometz ala sofik niskeno. Lefi de tour, zog de b'shar ha-melech, b'dikas chometz, we don't say, we say sofik de rabbono lekule. All of the sugis is midei raise. Mid de rabbono, you don't have to check. Mid de rabbono, you don't have to check. Freitzer de shayle, why you don't have to check mid de rabbono? Oh, but Rabbanon say that it's for sure not the same 9. Because they say, Hakil Chulin. Rabbanon said in Meiser that if you find 10, you know that all of the 10 are chulin, then you know for sure that they're not Meiser. So why Lefi Rabbanon, you don't have to check? Again, Lefi Rashi, Misofik, you have to check.
Very good.
But Lefi the Tur, if you didn't do Bitur, you have to check. But if you did Bitur, Zag Deshar HaMelech, you don't have to check. Because Sofik the Rabbanon Lekule. Why is the Sofik the Rabbanon? Rabbanon said if you put 9 and you find 10, we say Hakul Chulin. We assume for sure that someone changed it to something else. So now you're missing the chometz in the house. Why is it suffering the rabbanon? It's a chavadah the rabbanon. The answer is, and chometz is not a vada. We don't have a umdene for sure that it's switch. It's only a reyse. But it's no ray for sure that it's switch. As I come to in the sugi is be'etze machmas feikis. Legabi chometz is not a vada. It's only a suffix. Like Abin Meiser, Rabbanon said that Valet Sosofik is the umdene that it's switched and it's chulin. It's for sure switched. But like Mashiach, like Abin Chomet, it's not for sure. Just if Rashi again, because Chomet is a Sosofik niskin, or if he did it too, Zog the Shara Melech, as I is Muchach in the tour, that if you did Bitol in the Sugya, you don't have to check. Lama Zayin, the next Sosofik of the Gemara. This is the last Sosofik of the Gemara. Hiniach bezovi zu, umotzo bezovi sacheres. Hiniach bezovi zu, umotzo bezovi sacheres. He left the chometz on one side of the house, and he found the chometz on the other side of the house. Pluti de Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ve Rabbonon. The Tanya kardem shorobat bebayis, abayis tome, shani yoyim erodom tome nichles lishom venetoloi. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel yoyim erabayis toyer, shani yoyim erishilu leachar veshochach. Oishinot lem izovi zu, viniach bezovi sacheres. So the Gemara Zovis man dechar shmei chisur emerzer ve'ochiv toni. Kardim sh'obot b'bayis ha'bayis tome. Sh'ani yomer odom tome nichlas shom v'netolo yishinicho b'zov yizu matzo b'zov yisacheres ha'bayis tome. Sh'ani yomer odom tome nichlas shom v'netolo yizov yizu v'yinicho b'zov yisacheres. Rav Shimon Gamliel yomer ha'bayis toer. Sh'ani yomer ishilo le'acher v'shochach. Yishinot al mizov yizu v'yiniach b'zov yizu v'shochach. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? A person leaves chometz on one side of the house, and he found the chometz on the other side of the house. Now he doesn't remember that he moved it. He doesn't remember that he moved it. So the shaila is, he could assume, maybe he did it and he forgot. Or maybe Achbor took it. Or maybe Achbor took it. So lefi Rebbe, that we say, lefi Rabbanon, that we say, Abai Stoyer, we say, Mistoma, I did it and I forgot. Mashayeng, lefi Rabbanon, we say, Mistoma, the mouse did it. So now, let me say, good the Sofik from the Gemara. As is of Rashi. So again, a person left chometz on one side of the house, and now he finds the chometz on the other side of the house. So lefi Rabbanon, you could assume, maybe you moved it, you forgot, or someone else moved it, and they forgot. Say it. If someone moved it and forgot, say it. Mashenken lefi Rabbanon, we say maybe a mouse did it. And if a mouse did it, while maybe the mouse did it. So b'meile we think, okay, the mouse took it from here. Maybe the mouse put his piece somewhere else, and someone else bought the chometz there. Mechetei says the same mouse. B'meile you have to check the whole house. So again, lefi Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we assume that what? That you put it in the other place, you don't have to check. Masha'enken, if you choishesh, that the mouse put it in the other place, so you have to check. Frek teisa sakasha, he doesn't understand. And now listen carefully here, it's a very big bikuach be'avon asadvo. Again, what is the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is, a person has chometz on one side of the house, and now he finds chometz on the other side of the house. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds he could assume he moved it, his wife moved it, his kids moved it. I know one members, they forgot that he moved it. But we could assume we don't have to choshesh more from that. Big chiddush. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbanon holds, we have to choshesh that the mouse did it. So the mouse did it, what is the baya? Yeah, the mouse did it, over Mechetei said that it's the same piece. Maybe the mouse took the first piece and ran away. Frek Teisa says, I don't understand. Kever she'ovad u kever she'nimtza. Even if the mouse did it, so what is the baya? The mouse took it, now you found it here. What would be if the mouse would run away? And now you would have to look in the whole house, and you will find it there. You would not have to check again. So why here you would have to check again? Again, Lefi Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to check again. Why? Because we say, I'm the same one that put it in the other place. Same. But Lefi Rabbanon, you have to check. Why? We don't say that you did it. A mouse did it. Same. Frektei says, even if the mouse did it, the mouse took, what if the mouse would take the first piece and run away? And you would look and look and look, and then you'll find it there. So what would happen? You would say, Kever Shavar, Kever Shenitza. So why here, Aliba de Rav Shimon Gamliel, you have to check the whole house? Love is that taste inside. Hiniach bezov izu, motzah bezov izacher, splukt de Rav Shimon Gamliel ve Rabbono. De Rabbono tzor bdike de choyshim shema ach boroso, ve lo izeh sheiniach. Ve leslu le Rabbono, hu sheovad hu shenimtso. Elo ki Rav Shimon Gamliel, de omar, tibode kol asode kulo. הנה מייסה, אפילו כרבי, הוא אומר שאין ידוע כמה קיקוס איני הרבה צורבדי כשם עליהם עוצר כולה. זוג תאיסס, we will have to learn פשעת that רבונן hold that we don't say קבר שנמצא הוא קבר שאובה. Because if not, there's no reason to check. So תאיסס חשב מלכו, זה פשט החשב. I want to be mind me the shayla, because to tell the kasha and the rambam. Again, in the gemara state, נניח בזובי זו ומוצא בזובי סחרס, לפי רב שמעון גמליאל, you don't have to check because we say you did it. לפי רבנן, you have to check because maybe the mouse did it. No, and what? So maybe the mouse took it, and he took it somewhere else, and what you found here is something else. פרק תאיסס, אבל קבר שעבד הוא קבר שנמצא. So תאיסס, for sure, this sugya doesn't know if קבר שעבד הוא קבר שנמצא. This sugya doesn't know if קבר שעבד הוא קבר שנמצא. We're going to רב שמעון גמליאל. הנה מי, ארבע כיכורס. Frag the Radbaz about the Rambam is a stir and the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Perik Beis Alochiyut. If you saw a mouse running into the house and you don't know where is the Chometz, and you go into the house and you find a piece, you don't have to check. Kerevi kever shavad ukever shenimtza. And the Rambam paskins in Alochiyut Beis hiniach bezovizu v'motzo bezovizacheres. You have to check. Why you have to check? Even if I saw the mouse taking it from the first place, and I come to the second place, I don't have to check. Frag the Rambaz, a stirein Rambam. How the Rambam could paskin that if you saw a mouse coming in and you look and you come inside and you find a piece, you don't have to check. Why you don't have to check? Because we say kever shavadu kever shenimtza. Aber iniach bezov izu v'motzo bezov izacheres, you have to check. Why you have to check? The mouse took it, I don't know where he is, and now I found it here. What is the difference? As they fight the Mogen Avraham. As they fight the Radbaz. Stirein Rambam. Stirein Rambam. So the Mogen Avraham, why does it say a teretz? A very paradigm of teretz. Belondes has to be a very stark teretz here. But I just want to remind me the Shaila. The Shaila is again, if we niach bezov izu, this is Tesis Kashi, umotzo bezov izacheres, Fir Rav Shimon Gamliel, we say you did it. But Fir Rabbono, we say the mouse did it, so you have to check because mecha Tesis is the same piece. But kever shavad, we kever shenimtso. Zog Tesis, muzayin, that this sugi doesn't know from Rebbe. This sugi holds, we don't say kever shavad, we kever shenimtso. But the Rambam then holds kever shavad, we kever shenimtso. How the Rambam paskins in Perik Beis, Aloch Yud Beis, that Iliach bezov izu, and motz bezov izacheres, you have to check. So kever shavad ukever shenimtza. Kever shavad ukever shenimtza. It's mamash a pele. So when Avraham says the teretz, Avraham says it. It's in the end of Simet Tov Lametes. When Avraham says, I'll tell you the difference. In the first sugya, you never really saw that the mouse brought the chometz into the house. The mouse ran in with chometz. Maybe he ate it. Maybe it was never here. Maybe he ran out of the other door. But you have to check. No, you found something. Kever shavad or kever shenimtza. Here you had chometz on the shelf. You don't know where it disappeared. To say kever shavad, kever shenimtza, you can't say. The chiluk sounds true, but it's not emes. Again, so the Magen Avraham, the first case, you saw a mouse running into the house. You don't know what happened. Say that. It's Mechayev Bdike. No, I found something. Shekinu. Mashengen here, I had chametz in the house, and I don't know where it went to assume that what I found on the shelf is the same chametz. Mechateise. The chiluk is a good chiluk. The reason it doesn't answer enough is because the kever she'ovat, kever she'nimtza, that this is the mocker, was also a kever there. You're right, when you learn Shulchan Aruch, it's a very nice Mogen Avraham. Ma'ishlo Seif Aleph Misif Beis, there you're not so sure if the Chametz came in, here was for sure Chametz. When we learn Sugis HaGemore, the Gemore was Giboit on Kever She'ovat. What was Kever She'ovat? It was a kever in that place. And you don't know where is the kever, and you find another kever, and you say that it's stored. Mogen Avraham is Kilo answering without knowing the Sugis, Kivyochel. You're asking a stira. Why when the mouse runs in and you find something, you could assume that it's the mouse? And why here you can't assume? The answer is, I'll tell you why. There I can't assume because I'm not so sure if it went in. Here I could assume, but I can't assume because for sure it was here. I'm saying it's a shame the teretz of the Rambam. I'm allowing the sugis is nishtemes. The Gemara is medamis the kever shava to kever shenipta. The Gemara says it's mamish like the sugis of kever shava to kever shenipta. Shchino Rav wants to say different tirutzim on the Rambam. They also are not mistaber that the Rambam is talking in a case like the second teretz of Teisvus. There was a lot of pieces of bread, and you found on the other shelf, but you're not so sure how much you found on the other shelf. But Loshen HaRambam steht nicht da sei, umetzoi, not umetzo, umetzoi, steht klar that this is the piece that he found. But Belondes has to be a piece of answer here. I don't want to say the answer because it's a double omik moit, but the answer has to be that it's different if I find it somewhere else, and then the sfeikas start. Or if I don't know where it is and I look for it and I find it somewhere else. Abu Dishaila what? This is the chilik. Abu Dishaila why it's mechalik. Chilik is in other places is, I didn't know where it is and I found it. That's okay. Here, while I found chometz somewhere else and this, okay. Yeah, I have to start on a kash. Lemaise, this part here, the sugya, is afsoka a second. We had 9 sfeikas till now, and we're going to have another 7 memres from Rove in the next part of the sugya. And we have to make a sikum aminut, and the 9 sfeikas that we had till now is be'etzem alal varchove. I want just mamish under the time that is left today to misakim it and to shtel, and one zach that at least we have to shtel. What are the 9 sfeikas that we learned? Be'etzem, we had 9 sfeikas. What is the 9 sfeikas? We had tisho tziburim shel matzo ve'echot shel chometz, kol kavua kemechzo al mechzo domi, so misofek you have to check. We had shtei tziburim, echot shel chometz ve'echot shel matzo, and we don't know when it went in, misofek shani oimer, you don't have to check. The third case we had, shtei batim, sofek al. He went into one of them, we don't know to, also misofek, we don't have to check. Sofek al, sofek loy al, misofek we don't have to check. Al bodak veloy ashkach, Rashi says you don't have to check. Al bodak veashkach, we have a machlekes. Then we have iniach teisha v'motzo eser, then we have eser v'motzo teisha, and then we have the sofek iniach bezov izu v'motzo bezov izacheres. These are the 9 sfeikas of the Gemara. And we have a machlekes, Rashi and Teisus, la'orech kol ha-sugya. Rashi, from the beginning, learns the sugya and bdikas chometz. I is a klal of sofek de rabbono lekule, doesn't apply by us. Because bdikas chometz, ala sofek niskeno. Bdikas chometz, ala sofek niskeno. This is shit as Rashi, la'orech kol ha-sugya. Like when we asked it today in all of the sveikas. The first sofek, ala sofek niskeno. Why the second suffix is different? Shani Oimer was shiny. Why suffix Al is different? Suffix Bia was different. Third, fourth suffix? Suffix Bia was different. And the fifth suffix, we had a Tli of Adois, as Evi Tume, that we say that it was gone. Then in the other Sfeikas, again, Lefir Hebi, we told you that Keva Shova, Lefir Abonon, Ala Suffix Niskena. Tes ve yud, ala sofek niskeno. Yud ve tes, ala sofek niskeno. Zov izdu ve zov izacheres, ala sofek niskeno. This is shitas Rashi. So lefi Rashi, everything is bdikas chometz de rabbonon, and even so you have to check. Chutz from Sofak Bia, Odo Shani Yoyma. One Ahore Be'etzem, the Gemara only mentioned it once, that B'dikas Chometz the Rabbanon, in Sofak number 2. The whole Sugya is B'dikas Chometz the Rabbanon, we're talking with Bitul, all the Sugyas is with Bitul, the Gemara mentioned in Sofak 2. We have to say that in Sofak 2, now that deer is mentioned, then the Gemara said it bit me. Stoch Havadim Mereto with Bitul. Stoch Mereto of the Rabbanon. Shtigal Ora on Rashi. This is the reason Tesis learns all of the Sugyas without Bitul. Chutz from Sofak Beis, that the Gemara spoke out with Bitul. So this is the way. So the fifth Tesis, you don't say B'dikas Chometz ala Sofak Niskano. Legabi, these Sugyas we say Sofak the Rabbanon Lekule. And if Rashi in all of the Sugyas we say B'dikas Chometz ala Sofak Niskano. This is Poshet. The Tur goes like the Rosh, like Tesis. They're going in the same Mahalach, that in all of the Sfeikas we say, Sofek the Rabbana Lekule. Even from the first Sofek, the Tur Paskin, Sofek the Rabbana Lekule. In all of the Sfeikas. This is Klo. This is the Amoda Sasuki. Say it. As a second part in the Sugya. Tesis came and said, that all of this sugya has to speak about a big kiko, or a mouse that don't eat. But if it's small, you have a sfek sfek. Sai, under the raisa we could have a problem. Sai, under the rabban we have a sfek sfek. Every time we have a sofek, chometz matzah, and even if not, maybe it was eaten. Sofek al, sofek loyal, and maybe it was eaten. Maybe kever shavat, kever shenimtza, and even if not, maybe it was eaten. Test yud, and maybe it was eaten. So all of the sugyas of Tesis has to speak about a kikor godl. If it's a kikor godl, it doesn't go. Because a sfek sveke. And even the Magen Avrom and Rabbi Kivi Eger that we saw, that have a shaila about it, they have a shaila in one or two of the cases. That is, the sfek sveke didn't start together, or when the svekas have test for yud, all these svekas are sfek sveke. So Tesis say that all of the sugyas be kikor godl. The words of Tesis, Kulu Shmaise. By me, Tesis says Kulu Shmaise means Kulu Shmaise. Kulu Shmaise. Why they said in the second Sofik, not in the beginning? We said because if you taste the first Sofik, the pieces in front of me is the Sofik if you're allowed to eat it or not. But Kulu Shmaise. It's interesting. The Tur brings it down in 6 out of 9. And this is a limud b'fnei atzmei. The Goyen is busy. Why in 6 out of 9 the Tur says that the kikur is godl? And 3, he forgets to mention it. But I don't want to go now to the 2. I want to go to Rashi. What Rashi holds? The kikor is godl or the kikor is godl? How Rashi holds? Sachi, the kikor is godl or the kikor is godl? How you learn b'das Rashi? So it's 2 rais in Rashi that the kikor is godl. Even godl. Maybe dafka godl. 2 rais. One, that is no Rashi. I think 9 Sveikas is not even once to mention that the kikor is God. I think it's a choyv on Rashi. Yeah, but it's a mirror Rai. It's another Rai. Rashi and the Yudah Mudalev. The first Rashi in the bigger lines. And Yudah Mudalev. Look in Rashi. Maybe it's Enech Nami Tolen de Girsoes here. Rashi says, Ubo Achbor Venetolo. We have a Sofek, maybe the mouse took it. We have a Sofek, maybe the mouse took it. Now, if you don't find something here, the mouse took it. Could be Rashi means took it out of the house. It's nicht as a mashma in Rashi. Mashma in Rashi, the mouse took it and ate it. That's what is mashma in Rashi. That's what is mashma in Rashi. Mashma in Rashi, that the mouse could get rid of it. Lo yotzu, the mouse cannot get rid of it. Rashi would say, v'bo chuldo v'netelosoi. Why the mouse? No. That case doesn't state klo. So mashma, that is a tzad that he ate it. So, the Welt wants to say a chidush. that Shitas Rashi is that even if the piece is small and is a suffix that the mouse could eat it, even so you have to check. And here the Shaila is why? Sfachas fakes fake it. Suffix Arogil, we're called in the better Nusach, Rab Kivya Heger. Sfach Eime Achalte. We have a Sugi of Tesla Mudalev. The Gemara says Eime Achalte. And the only reason we don't say Eime Achalte was because it's a Vadai. But if it's not a Vadai, we say Eime Achalte. Be'etzem, this is Tesis Kashe. Tesis Mikoyach this Kashe was Maimi Rab Kivya Heger, Mogen Avroam, Mogen Avroam, Maimi the Shaila. That is being a kicker god. There is no tzad. But if Rashi doesn't mention, so why is there that if it's a sex faker, Rashi is masking, even so you have to check. But why? So what we'll have to answer, B'dikas chometz ala sofek niskena. But till now we didn't want to go like this. We said B'dikas chometz ala sofek niskena, we said, and the ikar shayle, if you have to check it out, we say B'dikas chometz ala sofek niskena. And the Iker Shaila, we have to say B'dikas Chometz ala Sofek Niskena or not. Oh, but we said, why in the Moshe in the first Mishnah we don't say Eimei Achalte? It's no Vadai. We explain, because in the first Mishnah, Vaita Tzdodim. But saying in the second Mishnah, only the piece of Chometz makes fakers. Oh, but if you have Eimei Achalte, so you don't have to check. This was the whole Gemara. And Sofek Moitzu Midei Vadai. And now we're saying that even the Sfek Sfeke you don't have to check. This is the double that Tzorich Hezber. This is the double that Tzorich Hezber. So again, the Shaila that we might meet, we know Rashi holds because Chometz ala Sofek Niskeno. Till now, we'll masbe the whole time ala Sofek Niskeno on the first Sofek. We said, the B'dikif from that base, it's even in Maltev, even in Vaita Tzdodi. Even in Vaita Tzdodi. Oh, but this is only the B'dikif from that base. The B'dikif by us has to be a real Sofek. If it's not a real Sofek, there's no B'dikif. We said there's no Sofek the Rabbanon because there's a Sofek Niskena. But when we have another Sofek of Eimei Achalte, L'chur B'chai Gavne, Tzmashma and Dikmor and Tesam Mudalev, you would not say B'dikif Chometz al Sofek Niskena. And now we want to say that if Rashi over the whole Suge, even when the kicker is cotton, you have to check because al Sofek Niskena. Here we have to add a Yisofe v'das Rashi. We'll stop here, Mr. Hashem. I want tomorrow to answer this, or maybe someone will come with a better teretz, and then we have to be mamshich v'ayim.